Hello.
Morning, Andrews.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. So I got your message. We just clocked in. And it's about 7 minutes ago. We come in at 7 a.m. I'm sorry, brother.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm on Eastern time.
Yeah. A couple hours ahead of us.
Okay, I got a few questions. I'm driving, so.
No worries.
So a couple of things. If I decide to do this, I just want to let you know, man, I've been through a lot with marketing companies over the last 2 years. And I have lost a lot of money. Can you hold on for a minute?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Landers.
Okay, I can barely hear you.
Wow, okay, let me do some chatting.
So listen, yeah, man, over the last 2 years, I've been through four companies. When I left my first company, I lost a lot of money in the last year and a half when I left Google Ads, trying to find the right company to work for. So, the guy that called me the first time, if I decide to do it, I don't want that guy.
Yeah, no. So the way it works is those guys are just snapping questions. They pre-qualify.
Okay, 1 second. So here's my problem. The salesman comes on, does a great job of selling, and then he pushes me off to a guy with no experience at all. And when that guy was talking to me, I can tell that this guy was not experienced. And even when I hinted to him that he hadn't answered my questions after 15 minutes, I had to get off the phone with him. I don't want to work with anybody like that. I'll be 59 this year. I'm tired. I'm trying to find the right company to work with, but I need somebody that came to me the way you came to me.
For sure. And I mean, that's what we do, right? So I understand where you're coming from. Our mapping coordinators, they're just pre-qualifiers. I mean, that's what they do. They pre-qualify. They don't got much more than that, right? But after that, once you get to me, I'm the account lead and your individual account manager, very experienced in what they do. Obviously, there's going to be no drop-off there, so you wouldn't have to worry about that. Every area that you go through with our company, you're going to have a very experienced team that's going to be working on that for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I had one company. They wanted $2,500 to do a website. The man talked to me for 6 weeks, every day after 7 o'clock, for an hour. Convinced me it was a great company to work with. I left the company I was with, got with them. They passed me on to the sales team, and they was absolutely garbage.
Wow.
And I lost $2,500. I gave them $800 a month. I gave them $800 a month to build a site.
Yeah.
And these people were absolutely terrible. And I did not have the time to get with these people to try to take them to court or do anything like that because I was focusing on trying to survive.
Yep. I hear you on that one. Well, that's one thing here with us, man. We're not going to try to dig into your pockets or get outrageous with you or anything like that. Everything you know that we're going to charge is up front, and every team that you get is dedicated. So make sure that we help you. And not only that, you're going to have my extension right here to my desk. You give me a call with anything that you need, and I'll take care of it for you. I'm the director here.
Okay. So let's talk about this. So the plan that you showed me, the plan that you talked to me about yesterday was $249 and $149 of it was going to get me on the maps was going to optimize me at the maps in 4 to 5 days. Is that correct?
That's right. Okay. So
and then,
one more time. So you said the local maps is one.
You were going to optimize me with the 149 with the maps, the local maps in 45 days.
That's right. There you go.
Okay. And then that other $100 is for Facebook ads. Now, what is $100 going to do? That don't seem like it's going to do anything.
For the Facebook ads? Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Facebook ads, they run at about like 50 cents to about a dollar an ad. So we're able to use those funds throughout the month to be able to continue to re-engage with the customers and retarget them.
Okay.
Now, if we want to add any more, we can, right? That's not a problem.
Okay.
But that's what comes standard with the plan.
Okay. All right. So now let's move on to these other plans. So what is that? And that plan there, that 249 plan is going to give me a 50-mile radius with the local maps.
With the local maps, that's right. 50-mile radius.
So right now I have a 10-mile radius. That's going to get me at 50 miles. So that's going to cover the entire city of Durham where I'm at immediately. And whatever's else outside of our Durham, that's 50 miles, correct?
That's right.
All right. Now, help me to understand these three plans that I saw. One of them was for $1,100, one of them was $12, and the other one was $17. Now, okay, let me say this. I am basically starting over. I've been through so much over the last 2 years that I've literally been Ubering and doing drywall and small jobs because I just didn't want to deal with it anymore. But I've been revived, and over the last month, I've been going back into it, and I'm going to try to run with this for another 10 years. Here's the deal, though. I'm not sure if I want to do this on a large scale where I got three and four crews. That's not the direction I'm trying to go in. I'm trying to go in the direction of church ministry, but I need to survive. I need to survive. So do you think that the $250 a month will give me enough? I just want to have two crews. I just want to have enough work. It looks like the LSA leads at $400 is producing three leads a day. If I take the 31 and divide it into 400, it's like three leads a day.
Mm-hmm.
Am I looking at correctly?
That's what I'm looking at too.
It looks like it's right at three, maybe three and a half, maybe four, no more than three times. Whatever I came up with, I'm driving right now. What's 30 to 400? 405. I think it was 405. I can't remember.
30 to 400?
Yeah.
Give me 1 sec. I got you.
So it's 13. It's 13. That's 13 divided by 4 is what?
It's about 3.3. Yeah.
So it's three leads, not three leads a day. It's three leads a week.
At 13 leads a month. 13 leads now. 13. It's a penny, right? So remember, that's just going to be our minimum, right? So when we get started, we can get started with the minimum, get us off the ground. Once every lead's coming in and it's creating that return on investment, that extra money that we're putting there, we continue putting to our growth, right? Next month we come back, we up our leads, we continue our growth, we get that second crew. You know what I mean? One step at a time, one foot in front of the other, we're going to keep putting it out and making sure that we're getting our investment, reinvesting, getting more leads, and then expanding our crews.
Because it sounds like with three leads a week, it sounds like that's at least on a minimum one job a week if I close one out of three.
Absolutely. And not just that. I mean, one out of three, that's not only super realistic, that's still falling a little bit under expectation, right? Because these leads, they're solid leads. They're not a lot of tire kickers. I'm sure you know. You've been working with it, right? I mean, you've been using Google Guarantee, so you know when these customers come in, it's a different type of customer. These guys just want the one business that's going to do it right. When they find
okay.
Google Guarantee businesses, they're already qualified.
Okay. Now, I received the LFA Google Guarantee lead today. You told me my stuff was on pause. I mentioned to you yesterday that my Google ads were on pause, and you told me that my LSA leads, which are Google Guaranteed, were paused. I didn't think they were. Apparently they're not, because I just received another lead today. Matter of fact, I just called the person on the phone.
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of crazy, because yesterday evening when I was looking, I didn't find you, and now right I'm finding you right here, except some painting.
You're finding me where?
In the sponsored ad section, which is the Google Guarantee section. Actually, exceptional painting right here. And when the lead came in, it said LSA. It wasn't off of your pay-per-click.
Oh, no, I know it's not. Because they only come in one way. Either they come in via phone call. Now, when they come in via phone call, I can't tell. When they come in via phone call, I can't tell what it is.
You can't tell, right?
I can't tell when they come in via phone call, but when they come in via email, I know what it is, because it says it at the top, LSA.
Gotcha. And that one, it came in via email or phone call?
It came in via email.
Okay. I'm going to be honest, and I may be wrong, but I think that may be the other way around. Right. Whenever it's coming in through email, that's a pay-per-click. And whenever you're getting that phone call, that's LSA. The only reason I'm saying that is because I found your ad here, and right now it looks like a pay-per-click. Obviously, I don't want to click on it because I'm not going to.
I don't have pay-per-click. It's on pause. And I'm looking at it now. It says local service ads.
Okay.
I can send it to you.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right here. I'm pulling up the profile. And I'm pulling up the local service ad in the company, in the area. Right. I see here. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a time slot on it?
Do I have a what?
A time slot on your local service ad? That may also be a thing too. So at a certain time, it goes off, and then like in the morning it came back on. That's when you received the lead. Did they tell you, you said it came in an email, right? So when they went into your Google Guarantee, did it give you like the time that they went and they got the information from me?
Did who do that? The company that's hosting me or the customer?
Yeah, the company that's hosting you. Like, did they give you the information on when the lead came in? Because that'll let me know if maybe you're set on a, maybe your LSA set like on a timer. Whereas in the morning at a certain time, you're showing up, and then in the evening at a certain time, it's turning off.
I can't remember if they did. I know they did my Google ads that way, and I think it ran from 9 to 9. Because they was trying to save the money. But I'm thinking
that may be what they're doing with the LSA too, because yeah, last night it wasn't, but then this morning it came back on. And then obviously you received your lead, you're rotating at the very top, right? So a little bit of the features that go on with, you know, Google Guarantee and the LSA itself. But the biggest thing is making sure that this local map section is benefiting you as well, which is opening up your radius. That's another thing that we're doing for you. As well as making sure that we're using the proper targeting areas and the geofences to the best of our ability.
Okay. What's the deal? What's the deal with those other plans? So those other plans are, if I wanted to expand, I noticed that the first plan, let me see if I can find it. You sent me that in an email, right? What email did you
Yeah, do? So the difference in the plan, I can go over it right.
Did you use 52 or number 2? Exceptional painting 52 or number 2?
52 at Gmail. Now, remember the link that I sent you for the website that you're talking about? That one was through text message right on your phone, right? So you
let me go to my phone
package. Yeah, 1098, which was VIP. and then you saw Ideal for 1,198 and Ultimate for 1,798. Now here's the difference. The VIP is not Google guaranteed LSA. That's only pay per click, right?
With Facebook. Hold on for a second. Okay. Local splash ads. Okay, here it is right here. Hold on. Local splash, click to see the link for pricing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Scroll on up, right click, get where you are. Okay, here we go. VIP, I'm looking. Talk to me.
So VIP, what that is right there, that's only pay-per-click, right? So that's local maps, pay-per-click, top five directory submissions, but no local service ads. Then we go to Ideal. Ideal has everything the VIP has except there's no
pay-per-click. Hold on before we go to that. But my experience over the last 2 years is that $1,000 for a Google ads is getting me nothing. That budget is not getting me anything.
On the pay-per-click, right? Is what you're talking
on
about?
On the pay-per-click, correct. Yeah, for sure. $1,000, you'll still do it.
Yeah, for sure. So remember, that's why with the pay-per-click right now, we're not even touching that. What we're looking at is Ideal, which is going to be all Google guarantee local service ads, right? So the Ideal local service ads, that's everything that we talked about. That's that middle package. Now, Ultimate, what that means is they're adding pay-per-click and packaging it with your local service ads, which right now, when I'm looking into the account, I just don't see a reason for us to dump all that extra money into pay-per-click when we can use that in getting qualified leads instead of just getting clicks and having to pay for that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. So what are we going to, so let me ask you this. If I wanted to target cabinet painting and drywall repair with the 249, how are you going to make that work?
We're going to use your local service ads and Google Guarantee to make sure that we're targeting in those areas, right?
But it's not working for me now. I've been with two different companies. I've been with two different companies with local service ads. And with both companies, 95% of the time, I am not getting cabinet painting. I get plenty of drywall, I get plenty of interior, but I do not get, and that was the reason why I decided to go back to Google Ads so I could target kitchen cabinets. But it was costing me too much money to get cabinet painting.
Yeah, to get the what I would recommend is use some custom ads in the social media world to try to retarget customers that are looking for cabinet painting, so we can combine that with our local service ads and still be able to save us some money, right? And at the same time, be able to recapture the customers that are already looking for our services. That's going to be one of the biggest things. We can actually use custom flyers and custom promotions that are going to gear towards cabinet painting, right? Not just your business itself, but towards the service that you're wanting to put out there, right? So
okay.
Any pictures you have of cabinet painting, things like that, I'll have you submit them over to us via email, and we'll get all that put together for you.
Okay, so the budget of $400, I've been on the budget of $500 with local service ads. It just seemed like it didn't do anything. So how's a $400 budget? How's that going to work? How am I going to see a difference with $250 a month?
Okay.
When everybody else is just asking for a ton of money.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong. So, I'm glad if it works. I'm ecstatic. But how can that be?
Yeah. So when everybody else is asking for a ton of money, remember, you're dumping a lot of that money into like the pay-per-click ads, things like that. It's not going so much into the local programming and maintenance, things like that. They gave you just a very basic radius, which was like that 10-mile radius, maybe expanding to 15. We're multiplying that, you know what I mean, on a large scale when you go out to the 50 miles. Not just that, I'm telling you, when it comes down to geofencing and the extra features from your dashboard, being able to really target what's working for us and what isn't working for us, being able to turn up in the right areas and turn down in the wrong areas, is really where we're able to target into that marketing strategy and create more return on investment. I mean, it does come with a little bit of research and making sure we know what we're doing. But at the end of the day, that's why you have a company like us doing that for you.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
I got a girl to go in this lady's house. I told my wife I'm thinking about it. I told her if you waive that fee, I may sign up today. I just need to know a couple of things. I need to know, man, I saved $28,000 in 1 year. And I thought I was on my way. I really thought I was on my way because I made some serious mistakes. And then all of a sudden, 2 years ago, the company I was with called 99 Calls, the $500 a month for Google Ads won't get it anymore. And they didn't just come right out and tell me that they've gone up on their prices. And maybe they didn't know, but they made me feel like they were trying to get me so they can get 20% of that commission. So while I was with the company, I started doing research and found another company. Guy talked to me for 6 weeks, made me feel comfortable, went with him. As soon as I got with him, I tested the market before I left the first company with a Google Ads, had $7,000 in sales. I said, this is it. Called the first company up with him. Let them go. As soon as I let them go and got this other company and they turned me over to sales, it went to pot. Now I don't have anybody, anything going on. My rankers are dropping. I went to another company. I finally found a company called Thrive that I'm with now. They made me feel comfortable because they spoke to me every week, got me set up, except the company is so big that you can't get the information that you need. They didn't talk to me the way you talked to me yesterday. They didn't talk to me. They didn't give me my facts. When they signed me up for the website, they told me I'd be optimized in 6 months. But nobody told me that I had an introductory package and that I had bought a website with no motor. So after six months, I told them my phone was not ringing. The sales rep that sold it to me was no longer there. And the new guy told me, well, it's not ringing because you have an introductory package.
Yep.
And then he told me about the other packages he had. So I've been with that company now.
Trying to get more money out of you at that point. Yeah.
And what I did at that point was I didn't want to have nothing else to do with them, but their software and the website, to me, the website looked great. I like the technology in the website. I like when you go to the website, I have the option for, I have this spinning album that shows on the home page. I like that. So, and I like the software where I can type up my estimates. It's better than QuickBooks. It's more modern. It's updated. I like everything about that. That's the only reason why I was keeping them. So then I went back to the company in the beginning to get them to market for me because after going through this process, I realized Google just went up on their prices. That's all it was. They just didn't communicate that to me or I would have never left. So I went back to them 6 weeks ago. They told me that the kitchen cabinet painting, people in my area are not looking for it like that anymore. But I didn't trust nobody, so I wanted to try it anyway. So I ran a $1,500 ad campaign, and they were right. My phone still wasn't ringing. So I don't know if it's really that the people are not asking for it anymore like they used to, or if it's I need to get them $2,500 for Google Ads. But either way, I won't go do it.
Yeah, now, and I'll be honest with you, it's they're kind of right, right? So when you look at kitchen cabinet painting itself, like in that service itself, I searched that keyword. It doesn't have quite as many searches as some of the other keywords, right? Which means it's not being searched for quite as often. So it looks like there's maybe a lot more pre-manufactured cabinets out there, might be more accessible. Just to get something that's prefab in that color and just reinstall it or pull something off and put it on. For whatever reason, it's not searching as high, right? So what we're going to have to do is find other ways to target that type of clientele. It's a niche service. You know what I mean? It's a niche service inside of the
big grandma bought. Let me drop calls on one side. 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
One second while I'm on the phone. No, we're going to walk. Well, we ain't got no choice. We got a chain up. I'm sorry, though. My guy, we just got to the job. Get him to unload. You still there? 1 second.
Yeah, I mean.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm back. Okay. All right, so, so that's where I am right now. I'm very skeptical about, but I know truth when I hear it. So, when your guy spoke to me yesterday, day for yesterday, I had to get off the phone with him. But then when I spoke to you, you knew your product and you knew your service and you gave me everything and outlined it. So I think I want to go with you.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, definitely when it comes down to, I mean, obviously mapping coordinators that are pre-qualified to when you get over to the director, you're going to feel the difference right now. When you get over to our specialist team and your individual account manager, they're just like me. They're great. They're very experienced. This is what they do day in and day out at LSA. That's all they're worried about.
Right.
And they're just looking over these
One thing. Are you going to send me any information about, no annual contract? You going to send me, I want something in writing, something.
Oh, absolutely. So before we even go into any type of payments or before I even get a credit card, what I do is what's called a voice verification. It's recorded and it's sent out to you with your invoice. We outline the program and the cancellation details that tell you right there at the bottom. You just let us know 3 days before your next billing cycle or you never charge. And all that is sent out to you in writing with your invoice.
Okay. Okay. So how long will that process take?
The voice verification takes about a minute, maybe a minute and a half. It takes about another 3 to 5 minutes to set up your calendar invite for your onboarding call. About 2 minutes to process your payment. We already have all your profiles set up here from yesterday. So really it's just about finishing up, closing up the account.
Okay. Let's do that.
All right. So the first thing we'll do is I'll pull up our voice verification so we can get started there. Now, like I said, Leandro, if you have any questions, just throw me that. Hey, Dave, can you go ahead and repeat that for me? I didn't understand it, and I'll rephrase
okay.
it. Just want to make sure you got a firm understanding before I even ask for your card info.
All right.
Let's go ahead and get started here. Now, Dan, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Exceptional Painting.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Leandris E. Owens, Jr. I'm the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now Leandris, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I do. But if it's a problem, then I want you guys to call me and let me know it's a problem.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That's exactly what we'll do, right? So that's why.
No, if I don't respond to the text or the email, I want somebody to call me.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, so we always try to get in contact with you, and when we ask if, you know, to be responsive, as long as you can get back with us within 24 to 48 hours, that's really
okay.
what we're looking for, right?
Okay, because that's one of the main problems I'm having right now. They're sending emails, and it's got information in it, but nobody's responding to it. Nobody's telling me or calling me and saying, hey, your car is not ready. You're not going to be able to go. I need you to do this. They're not calling me.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you want that phone communication. That's one thing that I put down.
They can send me a text and an email, but if I don't respond to it, that means I didn't get it. Call me.
Call me. Gotcha. Okay. Put that in.
They send the email and the text first. I normally check them every day, but if I don't respond, it simply means I didn't get it. I didn't see it. They need to call me.
Okay.
I need somebody to help me succeed. If they don't do it, I don't want to be with them.
Yep, I hear you on that one. Okay. So I'm notating everything here because I want to make sure that everybody understands what we're doing here. Okay.
We need about
now, as a result of increased visibility,
I'm here. Go ahead on, sir.
Okay. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated from Local Spash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the calls coming from Local Spash and not another company. Now, you do have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name, or your first pet's name. I'm sorry.
Okay. One more time. City I was born in. What else you want?
You can pick one of these questions. Security question for your account. Either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that be?
W-I-G-G-I-N-S, Wiggins.
Gotcha. Okay, now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I agree to do what now?
To disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. So if another company is calling you, hey, we want to do this, this, and that for you, give me a call and I just, hey, Dave, I got this company. This is what they want to offer me. I'll look into it. If it's going to benefit your business, I'll let you know. If it's something that we're already doing for you, we'll just let you know so that way you're not getting charged for the same thing twice. And at the same time, it can really affect the algorithms that we got going on with Google. So, you know, just give me a heads up on that one, if you don't mind.
Okay. All right.
Now, as a part of, well, you've already been verified, but I still got to go through this, right? So as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Grantee application. We do kindly ask these be submitted within the first 7 days. Okay, you've already been submitted, so no big deal. We'll continue. Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today, July 24th, in a non-refundable amount of, give me 1 second, let me get that amount. Because I want to make sure. Now, I waived your, if you look on the website, you'll see where it says you have, you know, additional programming, things like that. You look on your email. I waived that setup fee already, which is at $299. Now, we have an application fee. I'm going to get my approval right now. It should already be here. Let's see what we have. Okay, so I was able to secure 50% off the transition fee. So it's at $249. They were able to give it to me at $125. I was able to go ahead and take off the $299 completely for the initial programming and setup. So right now we'd be looking at it's $374. Is that okay?
$374. What's $374 for? I thought it was $250.
Yeah, so it's $249. And then just that setup, it's, they waived 50% of it from 250. They went down to 125.
Okay.
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 Go ahead and continue here. So the amount of 374 would be charged today. Now let's get your ongoing amount here. Okay. Now this is a 2 month verbal agreement, right? Now your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 24th day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Obviously because of weekends, right? We want to make sure that we get that in. If you're going to be charged on the weekend, we have 3 days before. We make sure we take care of you. Sound fair?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Now keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. That's all set up there. Now let's see here. Now on your 50 mile radius, are you wanting to be in the middle with the circle around? Is there any areas that you're not wanting to be in that radius? Or is it okay if we put you Just like I said, we get you in the middle, and then we put that 50-mile radius all the way outside.
No, if you do it at 6409 Faber Road, Suite 120, don't put me in the middle. That's, if you put me there, it's gonna cover me more in Marsville, Cary. It's gonna cover me more. It's gonna cover all, it should cover all of Durham and the adjacent cities.
Okay. All, that's should what you, I needed to hear. All of Durham.
Yeah. It should give me all of Durham cities. Because, yeah, it should give me all of Durham. It should give me half of Chapel Hill. It should give me half of Cary, all of Marsville. It should give me half of Raleigh. Might give me all of Raleigh from that position there. Because 40 is 40 is literally 5 minutes from there.
Okay. So I have all of Durham, the adjacent cities. One that should give us half the chapter.
Can you look at the Can you look at the map and the radius and see what I'm covering? See the best position to be, best place to be.
Yeah. So that's what I was gonna do right now, right? Because in all honesty, if we say you want all of Raleigh and we gotta open it up from the 50, we open it up to another like 7, 8, even 10 miles. That's no big deal. They're gonna open it for you and just set the geo fence that way.
All right, so just to give you an idea, normally I do three counties: Durham County, Wake County, and Orange County. That's normally what I do.
Durham, Wake, and Orange County. That's what I need to hear, because I can get all those counties in there.
Wake, Cary, Raleigh, Cary, Marsville. Those are the three I know by heart. Orange County, yeah. Cary, Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what other counties, what other cities Orange County cover. It might be just Chapel Hill.
Okay.
But I know I'm sure those three counties.
Okay. Durham, Wake, and Orange County. Gotcha.
Yep.
So this is all the information that I'm getting over to our geofence, so we get all that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What's your last name, man? Just
Owens, O-W-E-N-S. Put Junior, put JR.
Okay, Owens Junior.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, and the billing address?
6409 Fayetteville Road, Suite 120. Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M, Durham, North Carolina, 27713.
So I got 6409, that's Sidville Road? Like Sid, like name Sid?
No. Fayetteville, like Fayetteville State University. F-A-Y-E as in Eddie, T-T, Tom, E as in Eddie, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E. I think that's it. It's your
Fayetteville. Fayetteville, gotcha.
Fayetteville.
Gotcha. Okay. 6409 Fayetteville Road, that's Durham, North Carolina. 27713. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you using Master, Visa, Amex, Discover?
I'm going to use this for a one-time payment.
Okay.
But right now I'm going to use a Visa. You ready?
Yeah.
4741. You're not going to go to the mall with my card, are you? 47.
I'm not going
to
work. I won't even remember the numbers when you go. Yeah, when you go out, exit out. You know what I mean? They're gonna put. Yeah.
All right, let's go. 4741-6640-0615-8835.
I'm gonna repeat it back to you. Just once I click off, it exits. I got 4741-6640-0615-8835.
Yep.
Okay. Expiration.
0828.
August 28th. And security.
586. Hold. I think it's 586. I just put it back in my wallet. I think it's 586. Yep, 586.
I'll take that one for you. All right, now what time's going to work for you for your client setup? Are we looking at later today or tomorrow?
How long is it going to take?
Takes about 30, maybe 45 minutes, depending on how many questions you have.
Okay, and it's going to be a phone call, right?
That's right.
Let's do 4 o'clock today.
4 o'clock today, okay. We'll see. And you want to send it to the 2@gmail.com or 52@gmail.com for your invite? You know how you got the exceptional painting, number 2 and the exceptional painting 52?
Well, see, actually, I use number 2 for all my marketing. All my marketing I do for number 2 when customers are calling or trying to get with me. Let's do 52. But for my customers to contact me for work, it needs to be number 2.
Okay. All right, yeah, just for our invite, yeah, for my 52. Communication purposes with you, I'll use 52. And then everything okay. that we have listed for your customers and everything that we're going to do for you, we'll keep the number 2 there. Because I saw that one on your website, the one with the number 2.
Okay. All right.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me get down set up for you. Let's see here.
Now, when you look at my website, as far as optimization, do you see a problem?
On your website?
Have you seen a problem with my
No, now let me tell you how that works, right? So with the website, with optimization, that's just going to come with the package that you set up on the map section, right? Because whatever they're doing within Google and the Google Maps is going to carry over to the website because the website is linked into the Google Business Profile, right? So when they say you're not optimized, it's off that local map section where it's linked into. So we're taking care of that for you right out the gate. So you're going to have that open radius, so you will be optimized. That website, even if we don't touch the website and we leave it exactly the way it is with the company that designed it or what have you, and we don't redesign it for you, it's still going to be optimized because of the work that we're putting on the back end in the Google Maps. And that website is linked into the Google Maps. So every person that finds it optimized through Google is going to have access to your website.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So right now you
have... I got 2 websites right now.
Okay.
I need to know your thoughts on that. The one with www.exceptionalpaintingnumber2.com. I'm not getting rid of that because I like that website. I like it.
That's
I don't
the one that I'm looking
it, but,
at.
Yeah, I like that. But then the one with the company I was with for 13 years, the one I went back to 6 weeks ago, they still had my domain name, and I wanted to try Google Ads with them one more time because I knew they ran it. I knew it worked for me 2 years ago with them, and now 6 weeks later, I'm finding out that it's not working the way I thought it was going to work. So when you call me at the right time. So right now, there's a website that I have over there with them also that they just started optimizing. I'm just letting you know so you'll know what you're dealing with.
That's definitely, and I'll be honest with you. That's a strategy we probably wouldn't want to go into, right? And I'll be honest, the reason why it's not good for you, you're competing with yourself. You're giving yourself more competition, more saturation, right? So here's the deal. What's the other domain?
Exceptional-painting. I think it's exceptional-painting.nc. Jesus Christ.
And the only reason I'm asking is because on your Google Business Profile, it has your exceptionalpainting2.com, right? So that's the website that I've been able to look at and that I had no idea you had another one because that other one's kind of hidden, right? So that's why I'm trying
to... Here it is. Exceptional-painting-nc.com. Exceptional-painting.nc.com. So I went with them because the company that I'm with now, they were terrible with their information. They didn't have the knowledge that I needed. They didn't make it clear. They didn't make it simple. So I said, you know what? Forget this. I'll keep the software. I'll keep the website. And I'm going back over here, and I'm going to test the market over here. So for the last 6 weeks, I've been testing the market. My phone has been ringing, but... I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah,
you told me that with Google Guaranteed on this side, I would not have to deal with emails, because I'm currently looking at LSA ad emails from Google Guarantee. Mm-hmm. I'm clearly looking at it. And I have to go to the email. I have to hit view details. It takes me to the app. I have to hit the app. And then I go into it. Sometimes the people have their phone numbers. Sometimes they don't. It's a lot of hoops. You're telling me that with Google Ads, which is just, I mean, not Google Ads, Google Guarantee, which is LSA League, I don't have to do that because I'm going to get phone calls.
That's right. The phone calls come to you directly. You don't have to do that.
Okay.
You're not going to be having a chaser.
All right. That's one of the things that's pushing me over to go this way. And the other thing is the 50-mile radius. And the other thing is the $250.
For sure. That 50-mile radius is definitely going to be a major benefit for you.
So when my name pops up in Durham, I should be on the first page in Durham, everywhere in Durham, with that 50-mile radius after 4 to 5 days.
That's right.
After 4 to 5 days, Wake, Durham, and Orange County, you're telling me that I'm going to be seen pretty much on the first page on a more regular basis.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm telling you. And that's what search engine optimization does with that 50-mile radius.
Okay. All right. Okay. I need to get inside
now,
of this house right here. How much more time we got?
We're ready. We're already done. So
okay.
What we're going to do for you is to make sure that it's phone calls only. When we go through Google Guarantee, your account manager is going to set it up for you that you're not receiving any emails. Everything you're getting is phone calls. So that's not a problem. That's definitely something that's doable.
Hold on. If a customer wants to email me, yes, they can.
Yeah, for sure. A customer is always going to be able to email you.
I just don't want to get emails I just don't want to get the emails from LSA Leads. Now, if that's going to hinder me from getting less work, then I don't know if
we
ain't
trying to do it. Yeah, I hear you. That's not how it works, right? So this is the way
it
works.
So are you telling me, hold on 1 second. Are you telling me I have the option? Because that's not the way I heard it before. The way I heard it before is y'all don't deal with emails when it comes to LSA.
No. Okay, so the way that it works is when it comes down to LSA, the business owner is always going to have the option of how he wants to receive his leads. Right. So if you don't want phone calls, we turn those off for you. If you do want only phone calls, we make sure it's only phone calls. That all comes through the tuning with your account manager of your campaign itself. Right. So that's what we do is fine tune the campaign to make sure it's exactly what you're not only wanting, but what you're needing for your business. So it's not going to hinder you from getting new customers. It's not going to keep other customers from coming in, because what actually happens is if you have it set up for email, and a customer is trying to contact you, you know, right off and just get you on the phone, it's just going to ask them to transmit their information so they can send it through email.
Okay.
Why would we want to do
enough.
That? You know what I mean?
Okay.
We don't want to put roadblocks between you and a customer.
Okay. All right, good enough. All right, I got to get inside this job. So
got
what
you.
Does you need from me right now?
Nothing. You'll be receiving your email right now for your onboarding call, and then we'll be on the phone later today. Right now you're at 10:57, so you're a few hours ahead of us. But it'll automatically do the conversion on the time slot for you for your invite. So that one will be coming through here in a bit. The only thing that I will need you to do, you should have got some information already sent over to you. If you can open up your terms and conditions, take a look at them. You'll need to give me two checks on the click box and then your signature down on bottom. And that one, we'll need that one done before our client interview that goes on.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thanks,
Okay, partner.
Okay, bye.